Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, it's always interesting to watch markets, and there's nothing new under the sun. There's just the same old crapola, as we see. But of course, we saw Janet Yellen. Well, actually, we didn't see Janet Yellen. With the notes from the meeting were, basically status quo, and we're trying to raise, and we all know they're not going to raise. But I thought it'd be fun today to kind of look back on Sunday, because it's been a very turbulent week that we've seen. And it started with the terrorist attack last Friday, which carried over the weekend. And then, of course, we did this call on Sunday night. And I want you to hear how we approached the market and what we talked about. So let's go to Sunday night and play it back, and let's see what you think here. Here we go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard. We're just starting a little bit early and we'll restart when everybody else gets here. But obviously, early arriving crowd, and no wonders why. What's up, Badger?
Well, certainly a crazy weekend with what happened over in Paris. I'm surprised, truthfully, that the markets aren't lower. They immediately opened on a gap to the downside, which I figured, man, there's been no follow through. Actually, it looks like a buying opportunity, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, no, I think that, I didn't even put together some regular trades for tonight because I wasn't quite sure we're going to open. I thought that we had a chance to hit the circuit breaker on the way down, and but again, they're down. I mean, I think about 2,000 was their low print, I think, in the S&P.
Yeah, it's pretty mild. I mean, the bonds were a little panicky for a while. They've come off that, and there was selling, but it wasn't the kind you'd expect after such a major terrorist attack, and that's why I think it's probably a buying opportunity if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, no, I think it could probably possibly be. I mean, I think rallies are to be sold here. I think we've definitely had some traction to the downside, but overall, I think that, you could probably look for a bond. I wouldn't be surprised if we got up in the morning and the markets were higher.
That's what I mean. I certainly, if I wasn't short, I would not be selling down here.
Right. What's up, everybody? Yeah, we're going to get started here in just a second. We're just kind of giving you a little pregame. Badger's out watching his man Ben Roethlisberger on one foot win. And, of course, Peyton Manning can't win with his dead arm anymore, and he looks like he's done. So we're here, and the markets are certainly surprising. In fact, I did CNBC Asia. They called me tonight, right before we're going to open, and I said, well, I thought earlier they were going to be, in much bigger danger. Maybe it's the couple of days off. Maybe it's because they figured out right away who it was. There's a lot of reasons why, but, who knows? We'll see tomorrow. As we say, we never get too involved or too cozy. And I think, maybe a lot of the panic came in right away on Friday afternoon, because it happened as the markets were closing. Friday is when it timed up. And if you watch, you'll see that the spiders, for example, they show a closing price of 202.54, but they actually close, I think, closer to 200. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, 276. This is about where they closed. So they've already accounted for a lot of this, on that, because there was a little bit of time right before the for the markets. Anyways, it is official start time now. Welcome, everybody, and glad to have you here. I knew it would be a big crowd tonight. And and again, our thoughts and sympathy and prayers go out to actually everybody, because we're all in jeopardy. Anybody who's any good is in jeopardy. But, of course, the people who lost loved ones and the people that were killed and so far by these self-loathing jackasses who I'd like to, if I had a gun, if I could find them, I'd shoot them myself. But Very sad and tragic. And of course, as I wrote this morning, that, you know, unfortunately, there are sometimes opportunities come out of these things, and we can't stop the world, but it is very sad and very scary. And this is where we need to, you know, in my opinion, I've said this on air publicly, that, you know, we need to go take those guys out. And, you know, that's my opinion, but we won't get into politics on the show. But anyways, welcome aboard. And again, you know, a little somber because it is sad, but, you know, here we are, and the markets have really accommodated, you know, without getting too much, you know, too much hassle here. I mean, it's not like they were collapsing. I mean, we're basically down, and we already headed down before this happened. So we'll see if this is actually a buying opportunity, and we'll look to see what happens. But again, you know, unfortunately, you know, we have to move on, or fortunately, we can move on. And that's the part of being, you know, in the greatest country in the world, but just in general, as a person, you have to be able to move on, and we'll do so. So anyways, as we always like to start out with, our words, I'll get to those in a minute. Our words of wisdom from our friend Connie, and it's a healthy dose of common sense mixed in with a little patience increases the chances for trading success in the long run. Let the trading setups come to you. Master the art of patience. Don't let yourself be dragged into chasing setups showing impatience. And, of course, that's always what we talk about because, again, you don't want to put yourself in a bad position. Okay, you know, look, we're gonna have losing trades of being in a perfect position. So why rush into a bad position? But tonight, you know, I thought we'd do things just a little bit differently because it is a little bit more of a unique environment, Badger. You know, again, we did not get the result. Now, that doesn't mean that this is the final score either. You know, we haven't seen the first big market to open, you know, will be China, right? Or Japan. Who opened first, China or Japan?
Japan and China. They open right within an hour, 45
right.
minutes.
I mean, so that might create a little bit more activity. I mean, but certainly not the fear you would expect to see in a market that, you know, we just had this horrific event by these cowards. And, you know, so as you look at it overall, you mentioned earlier it might be a buying opportunity, and it may very well be. But we are both, I think, shocked, you know, by actually the lack of action. But, Badge, do you think the extra – you know, probably 10 points in the S&P and, you know, 100 points in the Dow, they sold off right as they were closing on Friday. Did that accommodate for some of this, or you just think
it is.
And we'll come back with the Badger's answer. But, you know, again, what I really want you to learn and take from what we're talking about on the call here is that if you would have just looked at the news, you would go, oh, my God, this is a great opportunity to get sell. And we were telling you there, and we've had a bearish posture to the market, but the markets are not ready to make that move down yet. So why do we want to try to fight the market when the market's telling us it's not ready to do that yet? And that's something that you have to understand. It's a common flaw in many traders. Okay, is to try to outsmart, outjudge, outguess the market when really you just sit back, relax, and wait for your time. Okay, you know, don't try to be smarter than the market because you'll never win. And that's why, you know, we talk about hedging all the time, because if you're hedged, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to guess the market. Your long-term portfolio sits, and you play with your short-term, and you look for levels in your short-term while your long-term is hanging in there all the time. And that's why you should check out BubbaTrading.com and go check out the hedging portion of what we're doing, because we're starting another class on Tuesday. And I think I'm going to tell you this. I would say it's probably one of the best investments you'll ever make in your life. It will help you protect you. But again, I'm just here letting you know what we're doing. In the meantime, check out our friends at Thinkorswim. As you know, they have swim lessons every day, and today's lesson is dividend risk and assignments and exercises. And again, those are things just to know, and it's always important to know. But more importantly to know is that this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I'll see you right back here after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
When love runs high,
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, you know, we've been kind of dissecting what happened over the weekend, and we're using the Sunday call as part of it because we do a lot of stuff with that. So let's get back to it. As we were talking to Badger and he was giving his opinion, let's get back to the Badger's answer. Here we go.
I think it probably did. And you know, if you look at the markets last week when we were on, we saw that first consolidation. We still thought they'd go up and get the highs. And frankly, I still believe during Santa Claus rally, we're going to probably test those highs again. On the other hand, I mean, the market sold off. It's the first time the market's been sold off, what, 5 days in a row or 6 days in a row in quite some time. And so I think that some of that price action did come in. As an example, I think the NASDAQ broke about, what, 20, 25 bucks in the last 5 minutes, right as the markets were about to close. Now, this was after regular trading hours on the New York Stock Exchange. So all of the exchanges were closed. This is price action that took place in the futures, and the only contracts that were open right after 3 o'clock when the terrorist attack started in Paris. So I honestly believe that some of that was taken into consideration. That's why I said, I believe it's possible this could be a buying opportunity. And by that, I don't mean necessarily a long-term buying opportunity. I certainly mean that I wouldn't be getting short here, Bubba. The one thing I would not be doing under any circumstances is selling it down here. This is the kind of chasing market that a lot of retail traders go after, and they really, this is the one that smacks them. They open on a big gap down tomorrow morning. Everybody on TV is giving you the, oh, this is the end of the world. And this is exactly the wrong time to be getting involved in that and actually selling them. If you're short, if you're long, you're already stuck. If you're short, you want to protect your profit. But if you're not in the market, don't jump into the short side down here. Wait and let it get its correction. It will have one.
This is not the time to start selling if you weren't already short, okay? If you're short, you'll look for opportunities to take profit, but not, again, don't try to pick the bottom. If you're private, what you want to do is you want to let the market trade where it trades to, and then find a key spot that it should stop if it turns around. We don't guess where the bottom is or where the top is. So now that we're coming down, and if you are already short, you will pick a spot once they open tomorrow and say, okay, this is where I think I should get out, and use a stop to get yourself out of the market. Or of course, you know, we use mostly ratio stuff, so we're able to peel off part of what we own. Of course, we have nothing going on tomorrow because we pretty much clean up every week. But overall, you have to look at, you do not want to be a seller here, as the Badger said. Very important. Don't panic here. Look, as I said, you know, if you're afraid, close your eyes tomorrow morning. Again, right now, it's not even a big deal right now. And I'm not thinking about what happened. The market action is no big deal. I mean, this is a normal Sunday night. So this would be, if we walked in, you would think nothing happened. So certainly the markets are so far taking it in stride. But if something happens overnight and they get uglier for some reason, do not panic in the morning. You've already seen what should have been most likely the worst of the initial reaction to what happened in Paris. That you've probably seen already. Would you agree with that, Badger?
Yeah, I agree 100%. And that's why we're saying this could be a buying opportunity. It's certainly not a selling situation. You do not want to be selling here.
Now, you wouldn't say that it's not going to go lower from here, but I think the initial reaction from the attack is in. Okay, I don't think there'll be, now they may, if we go lower, they may blame it on that, but we can obviously see, here we are, the first futures market to open, and we're not seeing any major action, okay? So I would just say to everybody, hey, it is what it is, and this is, it's normal trade. It's as normal, okay? And probably looking for some support spot for a short-term trade or a pop or whatever. But anyways. Okay, so I got a ton of questions on the board today, but I did want to make sure we cover, you know, these events. This would be like a black swan event, but this is not even a black swan. Again, this action here tonight is really not that of a lot of panic, or somebody's holding them up for a little bit here. But basically, there's not a lot going on that would concern me. I mean, I thought Friday when I went to dinner, I thought, man, we could be down, you know, again to one circuit breaker at least. But of course, the markets had time to breathe, and the investors had time to breathe, and they go, okay, so it is what it is. And that's really what kind of happened here. Would you get-
Again, you know, we like to, keep you informed as investors and keep you in the loop as to what can and can't happen in a market, because anything goes. But it's important to understand the function and recognizing the signs that the market is giving you, and because the market does give you hints and it does give you clues. And that's something that we always like to make you aware of, because it's important in the overall scheme of looking at a market. It's important when you see how things can change going forward. And that is something that we try to, ingrain into your mind, that the news is just simply the news. There is no reason to believe that something special is going to happen because you heard a news item. Now, remember, you're hearing a news item and so are 5 billion other people. So to think that you're going to benefit off of that news is, in that direction. Typically, when you see that type of event, you recognize that it's getting ready to make a big move one way or the other. If it was good news, it would go up. But, I tell this story often about when they caught Saddam Hussein. That was back, I believe, in the early 2000s. I can't remember the exact year. But anyways, at the end of the day, okay, the markets, it was on a Sunday, and the markets opened up. The S&P opened up 1,000, which was huge back then. And by the time Monday came around, they were back basically to unchanged and then lower. So don't try to wrap yourself around an announcement or something you see or hear, because at the end of it, really what you're going to get is where the market really wants to go when it's done. And the Badger and I have felt, begrudgingly, that I thought we thought we're going to touch new highs. Now, I said on Varney on Tuesday that I thought, new highs could be coming to play, but I do think that the market has significant room to go on the downside. I just don't know when, and I'm not going to try to predict when. I'm not going to try to do it now. I never try to do it. I tell you what I think, but I can't tell you, right now, where we are right now, there's probably a greater potential of a small sell-off versus a rally, okay? But again, this would not be, I would not be calling this the start of the next leg down, because we're still going up, right? So you have to look at it from a point where you are. And when you look at it, we're now once again in position to get to those new highs. Now, are we yet there? I don't know. I would not be surprised. It would not shock me. I mean, we're coming into the most bullish week of the year, basically, which is Thanksgiving week. So are we going to get there? Maybe. I can't say with 100% certainty that we'll get there. I can say that I think we will get there. I can say with 100% certainty that I certainly see a sell-off coming in the future. But the future is like tomorrow. When does it get here? Because tomorrow never comes. But we know the future will. And we'll see, how that plays. But this is where, these are little things you learn as to how to manage your portfolio and how to manage your trading life. Because if you allow these types of things to get in your way, then you end up in the toilet. And we don't want you to end up there. We are big advocates of portfolio protection, of keeping you in the game and learning the very basic fact of how to grind a market out. Because whoever tells you that it's like stealing is stealing your money, okay? Let me just tell you, okay, there is no panacea, there is no automatic, there is no black box, and the markets are like a landmine, always waiting to trip you up. Now, you can navigate your way through, but if you get cocky, you're going to get tripped up on one of those landmines. Happens to everybody. Doesn't matter how good you are. It always happens. But if you're good, you're disciplined enough to get back and you don't have to worry about it. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Make sure you check out the site. And you can go to either BubbaTrading.com or TheBubbaShow.org. Take you to the same place. In fact, we'll start moving over to BubbaTrading.com so that you can make it a little easier. But check it out. This is The Bubba Show. We'll take a break and we'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with you, and again we're teaching, we're looking, we're checking, and I want to get back to Sunday because now we're gonna get some Q&A going here. So let's get back to the Sunday night call. Here we go.
Would you get rid of your stops tomorrow? Yeah, I would have no stops working in the market in the morning because again, if you didn't learn from August 24th of what happens, you would find out that you're in a problem. Okay. Do not work stops, especially on the opening. Only work limits the exit on the opening. Okay. In other words, if they're hitting your target as an exit, you can work orders. Do not work stop orders on the opening of a market, especially if you know the likelihood is that it's going to gap. Now, right now, again, we're saying that it probably won't gap now because it just doesn't look like it. But again, we have about 13 hours before the market's actually open. So we'll see what happens between now and then. Would defense stocks be good? You know, if they would be good, they're already out of the barn, basically. Yeah. But truthfully, we do not look for stocks based on what's going on in the world, okay? We do not look for trades based on what's going on in the world. We look for trades based on what's going on with each individual stock or commodity that we're looking at. Because overall, remember this, everybody has the same thoughts, right? Well, let's go jump the defense stock. So you might see some pop, and they might turn out to be some great shorting opportunities tomorrow, okay, in those stocks. You don't want to try to react off of the news. If you're not already in, then wait for the next level to appear, and then you can get in, okay? Do not try to play this announcement, because if you're not in already, it's too late, okay? That's really the truth. ISIS is blank blank, three syllables, cowards. So do we buy bull put spreads on the SPY? Well, actually, you would sell bull put spreads on the SPY, which is probably not a bad idea. Again, it's too hard to tell right at the moment where I'd want to go. But again, we are coming to some support. And certainly, based on the action I'm seeing, gold is starting to move up a little bit. But, possibly, kind of gut-wrenching would happen. It's terrible what happened in Paris. Absolutely, the it's the worst, okay? It's the absolute worst. And, of course, again, we just have to, move on and live with it. But, it's absolutely terrible. Break up the Lions, yeah. The Bears win again, yeah. And the Patriots, the Patriots are close. And, of course, what happened to those Green Bay Packers? Oh, my God. All right. Anyways. So, Apple, should we look to close the remaining put at $3 or hold steady at $4? Now, that was a trade we had on last week. And, again, I cannot be with you guys every minute of the day. Okay? I can't get updates out that fast. I can't tell you what to do. I tell you to do what you think is the right thing to do at the time. Okay? Because I've got some very specific examples, and you have to understand how the market functions. You know, by the time you email me and you're asking me, a lot of the trades are over. Okay? Now, I get back to pretty fast, usually within 2 or 3 minutes. But at the end of the day, if you think it's time to get out and you're making money and there's a reason for you to exit, then go ahead and take it. Okay? Again, I'm not saying that you're always going to be right. But if that's your hunch, and the other thing is, if you're thinking that way, then always take off half. Okay? Again, you can always take off half and never be wrong. If you're locking up some profit in the bank, you're not wrong. You agree with that, Mr. Badger?
100%. We, you know, if you've been with us for a long time, we tell you that's exactly what we do. I mean, we do the exact same thing we tell you. Do we know exactly where to do it? No, we don't have any idea. We're trying to tell you that. We know one thing for sure. Like Bubba said, if we have a nice winter, if we take off half, the worst we're going to do is have a winner. I mean, if you have nothing but winners, you can't lose money. So we take off half, and then we'll scale. I mean, sometimes our positions may be a little bigger than you, so we have more contracts to take off. But then we start to scale. So every time it goes a little bit more in our favor, we take another contract off. The more it goes in our favor, we take another contract off. This serves a couple things. Number one, we're guaranteeing to lock up profit. And secondly, we don't get that nasty all of a sudden blowback. Now, I know if you've traded long enough, you know exactly what blowback is. It's when, out of nowhere, you have a winning position on, it's going straight down, it's going straight up, it's going straight in your favor, and you go out to the bathroom, you come back, and you're a loser. And you go, what happened here? Well, that's all blowback. And it happens all the time, and that's why we take positions off. Bottom line, that's why we take them off. Because it will cut down on the blowback, and we always lock up cash.
Lack of breath in the market, and this has been common for quite a while now, but USA Today points out top 10 stocks in the S&P have provided 100%, 106% of the gain this year, which there is no gain anymore, but yes, that's exactly what's happening, and that is a problem overall, and that's why we sense weakness. But again, we can't time it. We have to continue to trade the way you trade and look for the key levels. Apple has written, Facebook, the straddle, gold, great trades. Great. Okay. Good. Bubba, my wife and I are celebrating our 46th wedding anniversary in the Smoky Mountains. I missed the call last night, but got the update. I put on 5 trades and letting them work this morning. I got billed on IWM and up in the market. What should we do with Macy's with the downward move? And to always move when you're not, now that we have decided and I've shown you now that we can now don't have to wait for the date of earnings because of the way we're approaching the market now, is the stock moves, as I showed you, just move down your position. Move down the at-the-money straddle. Every trade we make starts at the money. No matter what day you put it on, it starts at the money. That's where you're selling. You're selling the most amount of air around it. So always start around the money. Okay? Lumber Liquidators, Broken Wing Butterfly. Badger's going to have a heart attack here, so I got to tell him not to listen for this one. How about Lumber Liquidators? Last at 1671, by the 5-day 4x4 is 16, and by the 5x5 17, 15. Again, Lumber Liquidators is one that we would not choose. I did take a whack at it after initially it had the big collapse, but it's really pretty thin, and it looks like the trade worked out for you. I said, look, if you want to take a whack at it, it's fine, but it's not really one we would typically want to trade. Because it's thin, it's not that liquid, and I certainly couldn't recommend it. Now, I took a flyer in it at 25, okay, way back when. But you know, more importantly, it's a great thought, and I can appreciate what you're doing, looking for those types of trades. So great, Jeff. Still new to this venture, I want to be certain there's no chance I will be signed in Monday with the following positions. You will never be assigned with us without protection unless you don't follow the instructions, which I put out for you every week on Friday when I put the update out on Friday. My words are always, make sure you close all of the options that are in the money. Okay. Turning the trailer should be closed and you're put in the money, keep working, sell, or make sure you sell before the close. Make sure you buy all of your options that are in the money that are not covered up by something else. Okay, that you have to always make sure. I can't make sure you do that. So if you follow directions, you will never be assigned over the weekend. If you don't, then you could be. I caught you on Friday, YouTube. Will that be a regular thing? If so, and when will the email reminders go out? But my real question is about the IWM trade. I've done spreads, but never anything with four legs, butterfly or condor, and an extra long put. Would love if you could explain what the goal of this trade is and how we would unwind it for a profit. I would be happy to explain and tell you the ifs and the ands, which we do every week. But so let's just take a look at last week's trades, and that'll help us here. Okay. We made that very trade last week on Apple. Okay. We were actually negative Apple. I was a little bit bearish Apple, but I didn't want to give up. You know, I didn't want to fight the overall market. So what we did is we sold the at-the-money straddle, the 121 at the time, okay, six times. We bought seven of the calls in case of a rally, and we bought eight of the puts because we thought we wanted to be short. So it gave us a bearish sense of the market, but allowed us to have benefit from either side of the market. Okay, if we got a big enough up move, we could have cashed out. And as it turns out, we got a big enough down move, which helped make us some nice money. Now, on this trade, it had a total risk of $337, okay, because you had the extra legs. Remember, when you start getting into multiples and ratios, you always multiply the number that you're short by the width in the in strike. So here we were dollar wide, so we're six times 100. We collected a 263 credit for a maximum risk of 337. Now, your benefit of this trade is if it stays around 121, you can collect this $2.63. If it explodes to the upside, we're going to be able to get out, okay? And we can always sell that extra call. And all we have to do is be able to sell that call for $3.37, and we're out of the trade. Or we get the result we wanted, which is a down move, and we sold them on the way down. And we sold one at 3 and one at 4, taking back in $7 of credit, so a total of 9. So it should have been about a $600 winner on average, okay, for this trade. And this is considered a one-lot trade because of all the ratios and all the legs that go together. As far as we use this often. This is when we're not really exact on direction, and not that we're ever exact, but when we're not in good shape on direction and we're getting in a consolidating market, we want to be dressed and ready for the party when volatility pops and when the market breaks out either way. Now, we'll lean one way or the other by adding an extra side to one of them. You know, if we want to be long, we'll buy an extra call, but we're going to take the put because, again, when markets are in consolidation, they're much tougher to trade, and we have two things that can benefit us on this type of trade. Number one.
And this is what we try to put you in all the time is, again, it's about putting yourself in a position to win. That's what trading is about, putting yourself in the best position. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop by here for a break. Make sure you come right back after the break, and make sure you check out BubbaTrading.com. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, will be right back after the break. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you for the Sunday night call. Got the Badger chiming in. Hadn't been on for a while. But again, excuse me, this is about you. It's about making your trading better. And let's get back to the call so that you can get a little bit more education today before we move on. Here we go.
No, you pretty much said everything I would say there. And you agree, the lumber liquidators, I wasn't really really interested in.
Right. Of course I'm right. I mean, I know who you are. And the YouTube, it's going to be a regular feature. We used to do ticker TV. I just haven't had it all figured out yet, to be honest. And at the end of the day, we have to be prepared, and I have to be able to, and comfortable that I can run it on my own. So, yes, it's going to be a regular feature. It's probably a couple of weeks off. We'll probably experiment, and basically we're going to start targeting for, you know, 2016, because in all said and done, we've got this week to trade and 2.5 weeks in December, basically. Now, again, there'll be something to do, But the real action, if there's something going to take place, it'll happen now, and it'll happen right before Christmas. And then after Christmas, that's it. I mean, after the, you know, like the after, I would say after the 17th, I think, is the final Fed meeting. December 17th. Yeah. That's it.
Right.
That'll be the 18th will be goodbye and good luck and have a nice holiday. Now, I mean, I'll be here and I'll be trading, but that will be what you'll be seeing. And that should be about the end of the markets for the year. Okay. Not that something won't happen, but I'm just saying that's typical. What do you mean with GLD by work in order to sell the extra put of $3 and half of the extra calls? Okay, now, when I take a work in order, I know when I give you that order that we're nowhere near our price. But I keep trying to explain to you that markets don't announce themselves. Okay, now, if you had done something, you know, excuse me, crazy on Friday afternoon and said, you know, maybe I'm going to go home short over the weekend. Well, guess what? You might have made enough money to get out before 4:15 because the index options trade till 4:15. And they spike dramatically between 4 o'clock and 4:15, and you had a chance to get out if you wanted to. Okay? So they don't announce themselves. If you're working your orders, it doesn't cost you a dime to work the order. So when I say work it at $3, I'm saying – have the order working, so if the market goes your direction, you can get filled. That's why I'm telling you, okay? You need to be prepared to be successful, because if you wait, Badger references earlier, you went away, you had a profit, you came home, you had a loss. If you're dressed and prepared, you can make money, because markets move when you least expect it. That's why I tell you to work the orders. Thanks for letting me, thanks for having a call. I spent many hours analyzing trades as well as reviewing all your documents. I use Excel document with the most. With the ratio bids, I'm trying to figure out which trades in the last few actually close at maximum loss. None. None of our trades close at maximum loss because, again, we tell you always they have value. I've shown you the examples. Those straddles and those outsides, they were that close. There's going to be value there. You're never going to maximize out at a maximum loss. Okay? The extra contracts will always help you and will never put you in the area of maximum. Now, we'll lose money. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we don't lose on these trades, but we never realize the maximum. I've been continuing to work the sell order in Macy's for $5. Okay, this is one that really got to me, and this would be on my Monday. It would be the bitch. But, okay, so Macy's. Now, I don't know if anybody's going to get this tonight or understand it right away, but I'm going to go through it because it's important. Okay. We did the Macy's trade for earnings. Worked beautifully. Made a lot of money, or should have made a lot of money. Okay. Now, I said to work the order, and this was before I could only see what was going on in the pre-market, but I wanted to get you guys ready to go. Okay. And we said to work the order to sell the extra put at $5. Okay. We had, most of you had on like the 46 straddle, 44.50 extra put. Okay, I said sell it at $5. Well, sure enough, the stock went down to $39.75, which makes that intrinsically worth $5.25. Okay, now, I assume that the option traded near $5.50, but some people told me, well, no, it really didn't get much over $5. And I go, okay, well, what you have to do in that case, and not that we're trying to guess the market, when you see it that close, you've got a couple of choices. Okay, your number one choice is if you can't get filled on your option, you simply buy the stock. Okay, you buy the number of shares. So if you had one contract, you would buy 100 shares of stock. That would take off one contract. Now, I know you're not all going to get that tonight. Don't worry, I don't want to have a lot of questions. We will teach this over the next few weeks. But if you're long a put and you buy the stock, what is your downside risk on the stock? Zero. Because you own the put, so that you have the right to sell it higher. But a lot of times in some of these stocks that become, when they lose their premium or they lose their air right away, you can't always get out the way you would like to. So the simple answer is always go to the stock. Okay? Now, again, I don't expect anybody to know that. However, now, the reason I bring that up is because that's what I would have done. That's what the Badger would have done. Okay? But since nobody really knows that or is not really that comfortable with that yet, the other thing is once you see the stock trading and that option at parity should have been filled at 5.25, okay, then you better just go, you know what, I better just get out, because the market makers are telling me, the paper that's in the flow of the market is telling me that there's no more buyers of puts down there. I better take it off at 475 or 480 or 460. Doesn't matter. Get out, because you can see that it's no longer participating, and the initial jolt has been exhausted from there. You have anything to add to there, sir?
No. Maybe we should go over why, when things reach parity, that you can use the stock as a surrogate. They're the same thing. One is the other. It's going to be exercised right there. It's reached its maximum value as far as premium goes. There's no air left in the balloon. It's all intrinsic value at this point. There's no extrinsic value left. So if you buy the stock, all that happens is after the market closes on Friday, you exercise and your stock disappears. You locked in the profit. It's pretty well known in the business. I don't know what else to say. We've gone over this before, but you should have gotten filled. If it was trading 5.25, how thin was that, Bubba?
I wasn't really watching because I got filled. So I just, you know, I wasn't really watching that closely. And here's the other problem. And this is the other thing that burns my you-know-what, right? Okay. When you see that happen, don't wait till the next day to tell me what's going on. Tell me right away. I can help you right away. I can't help you after the event is over. Okay, it's too late. Now, as it turns out, it didn't matter. You got out anyways. But please, again, I'm very accessible, and I'm very intent on having everybody learn what's going on, and I have no problem with the emails. As you know, I was driving back from Kansas City. I drove 1,000 miles in a span of 18 hours with a couple of meetings in between. Okay, so, and I was emailing as I was going. So please, again, don't make the mistake of waiting. If you see it didn't get filled, either learn to pull the trigger and say, hey, I recognize that. Okay, I recognize that we're no longer going down. Maybe I should go up. Okay, or recognize that maybe I should email Bubba and he can help me out here, or, you know, learn how to use the stock.
And those are important factors to learn from a trading standpoint. Okay, because again, all we're doing is adding arrows to your quiver, tools to your toolbox. We're trying to give you the same equal footing as if you were a professional trader, so that you know exactly what they're doing and why certain things happen. We started out today talking about why the markets didn't do what we thought they were going to do initially, but it was very logical. And it wasn't like we said afterwards, we said it live on the call before. After we saw the initial opening, we said we felt the markets would probably go higher. So then we got into the questions, and we, you know, started to, you know, teach. And this is all about learning and understanding. And when you get that and you learn that, you will find out that you'll be a much happier camper overall. Because when you make a bad trade, which you will, because we all do, you won't lose too much. And when you make a good trade, you'll really capitalize on it. So this was our presentation today. I think that, again, I think it's very important for you. I think the understanding of what we're trying to do is important for you. And, of course, that will do it for today. This has been The Bubba Show. Make sure you go check out BubbaTrading.com. Make sure you check me out. Make sure you have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Thanks, everybody, for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.